From Directions Media, this is Directions on the News for Tuesday, August 24th, 2010. Each week, this podcast looks at news and trends related to all things location. This is Adina Schutzberg, Executive Editor in Somerville, Massachusetts.
And this is Joe Francica, Editor-in-Chief in Huntsville, Alabama.
This week, we ponder what we believe is exceptionally high interest in the GIS community for ESRI's Community Maps program, and that same community's seemingly lower interest in working on or with OpenStreetMap. Are we reading the trends correctly? If so, how can we explain this situation? How might OSM gain more GISers if it in fact wants their input? But first, a word from our sponsor.
This podcast is brought to you by Esri. Learn how to increase productivity with ArcGIS 10. Register to attend a free seminar near you. For more information, visit www.esri.com/10seminar.
Now, before we jump in, let's make sure we know what these two different community mapping efforts are. And let me start with ESRI's Community Maps program. And let me just quote the ESRI Community Maps website. Through ESRI's Community Maps program, your organization can contribute its geographic data to become part of a community map that ESRI publishes and hosts online. Your data is integrated with data from other providers and then published through ArcGIS Online as a map service. This program is available to any ESRI user organization and other geographic data providers interested in making their data content broadly available. And now let me jump to OpenStreetMap. And I'm going to quote from two different pages from OpenStreetMap. OpenStreetMap is a free, editable map of the world. It is made by people like you. And from the wiki, OpenStreetMap creates and provides free geographic data, such as street maps, to anyone who wants them. The project was started because most maps you think of as free actually have legal or technical restrictions on their use, holding back people from using them in creative, productive, or unexpected ways. So now let me share why I think there is, if you look at the scales of justice and you try to balance them between the ESRI Community Maps program and OpenStreetMap within the geospatial community, the ESRI Community Maps program, which is less than a year old, has way more interest. And let me try to back up that assertion. Back in 2008, we had a lecture, actually on GIS Day here in Cambridge, about OpenStreetMap, and a lot of people attended, and there were only two real GIS people there. There was a OSM mapping party here in my city, in Somerville, and according to my source who went and attended, first of all, the turnout was pretty small, just about a dozen. There were no GIS people, nobody particularly savvy with geospatial information, which I thought was interesting. Now, recently, the State of the Map U.S. conference was held in Atlanta, and while we weren't able to attend, Liren Dalby provided us a report about what he saw at the event. Let me just quote him. He said, "I have to admit, I was a bit surprised. The participants came from across the U.S., but typical GIS users were not in the majority. I'm not sure why this surprised me, since OpenStreetMap is a voluntary effort. This group is dedicated. A number of the attendees paid their own way to the event, and several were using this as vacation." Now, there was a big State of the Map conference in Europe, in Barcelona this year, and I really couldn't find any coverage of it. There were some announcements that came out of it, but I didn't see any write-ups of what happened within the geospatial media space. So that tells me that somehow the geospatial media doesn't think it's important to talk about this to the geospatial population. Well, and just to get some data from the ESRI side of things that I want to sort of document why I think there's a lot of interest or why I believe that to be so. The very first session after the opening day of the ESRI user conference this year was a session on community maps, and it was at 8:30 on Tuesday morning. And there was standing room only. It was packed. And as a journalist, I had had a request into ESRI to speak with one of the program managers about it after we did a podcast about it some months ago. And I had a very hard time even scheduling a meeting with one of the two fellows who were running this program. And I did get my half hour to get my questions answered. But it sounds like there was an enormous amount of interest about how this works and how do we participate and what are the details and so forth. And that level of interest came up just again last week, and if I have these numbers correctly, for the Directions Magazine ESRI hosted webinar on this topic of community maps, we had 1,500 people register and 750 actually attend, which is that our biggest webinar attendance?
Yeah, it's our largest. Actually, the number that attended live was over 800. It was an astounding number of people. What I think is happening is we have two very different communities here, but these are two very extremely important efforts that I see that are ongoing. But the difference seems to rely in what ESRI is calling authoritative data sources. What ESRI wants into their community maps program are cities, municipalities, local governments, state governments to contribute, again, what they call authoritative. In other words, they've kind of been filtered for inconsistencies. They've done a good job of putting the data set together that they've adhered to cartographic standards. And what has transpired is they're getting people to contribute the information to create, to stitch together sources that people would rely upon to create other base maps and then foster the program there. In OpenStreetMap, you have user-contributed data, crowdsourced information. You would not necessarily put the stamp of approval and say this is authoritative. And yet, the data that's being collected is fairly valid, right? I think we both agree that what OSM has done has created an extremely important map based on volunteers. But is it authoritative? And that's where the difference comes in.
Your comments are right on that these are aimed at different kinds of organizations. Maybe that's not the right word, because ESRI really is looking to an authoritative source, a jurisdiction, a town, a county, a state, country, you know, public, private. They're looking not to a person, but to an organization that, as you suggested, has a process and has some QAQC, and they're, you know, they know what they're doing in terms of geospatial data. OpenStreetMap is really made by regular people. Individuals often who just go out and do their thing on their own, although there are mapping parties where they get together and so forth. So just that is a significant distinguisher.
This brings to mind, what is it that these two efforts are filling? Where's the void? But it's got to be filling some void, you know, and that's the kind of the question in my mind is, why is there so much interest in both of these programs?
The goal is very different. Just the fact that OpenStreetMap makes it clear that the reason they're doing that is to make a map that is freely usable, unlike many of these other maps, which have restrictions associated with them.
And so the reason is they don't want to deal with the restrictions. I mean, you know, you could even see the reason why MapQuest is getting involved with OpenStreetMap is, you know, they don't want to deal with the licensing restrictions that they have to deal with in creating their maps.
Licensing / fees.
Royalties. Yeah.
Right, mm-hmm. Right. That doesn't seem to be as much of an issue. I mean, ESRI certainly doesn't bring that up as a major reason to do it. Now, I did find another review of the state of the map in the U.S., and it points out a couple things that I think are interesting and maybe helping to sort of change the composition of the communities involved. And let me quote, this is from Gregory Arrhenius's diary. He sort of wrote up what happened at State of the Map US. Quote, John Nystrom gave a talk about ArcGIS being able to work directly with OSM files. Many attendees were excited about this because many people in attendance came from a GIS background and grew up on ArcGIS. People like to use the tools they know. It will probably help more professionals contribute to OSM because they won't have to learn a new tool set, unquote. So that's a way, certainly, that OSM is going to be brought forward into the GIS community, into the tool set that at least one set of GIS practitioners is using every day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, the other side of that was interesting, and this was brought up, I think, in after conversation about Liren Dalby's talk at State of the Map US, and again, I'm quoting from Gregory Arrhenius's diary, the main problem is how to get it into OSM, that is open data. There was a general consensus, don't quote me on that, that there isn't really a set of well-defined best practices or a good tool chain to make this happen and go smoothly at that large of a scale. Also, OSMers usually only work on areas that interest them, and there aren't many OSMers in Arkansas, unquote. So maybe just identifying that as a limitation on getting data into OSM will start the creation of a set of best practices to take open, authoritative geospatial data like that from Arkansas and have there be a pathway to get it simply and potentially more directly into OSM. See no reason why, if the data can be made available to ESRI under its agreement, which I have yet to see, I suspect if your data is okay to be shared under that agreement, it's probably also available to be shared under the OSM agreement. So there could be, if you like, sort of parallel pathways where you can have a best practices to load it up into community maps from ESRI, and you can have a best practices to load it up into OpenStreetMap. And wouldn't that be the best of all possible worlds?
Yeah, it certainly would be.
Well, and one of the other differences may be how the data is made available. And I say that, and meaning it at a couple of different levels. ESRI is currently feeding out its community maps as ESRI services. And they're image services, which means there's no vectors. It's just sort of a raster backdrop. And for many, many people, that's perfectly fine, and that's what they're looking for. If you put your data into OpenStreetMap, it's available via commercial and non-commercial providers via WMS, an open standard, but you can also access the vector data through the API. Mm. And that may make some of these cities, towns, counties, and so forth a little less comfortable, because they may not really want to put their data out for that kind of use.
Do you think there's a liability issue?
Well, whether there is or there isn't, I think there's a perception of concern about putting your data out in vectors under, now there was a Creative Commons license for OSM data, and now all new contributors are under the new data license. So I think there may be some concern whether it's warranted or not.
Again, one of the strengths of the ESRI program is that they say that the contributor controls the data. They're not giving up licensing or copyright to those. So really, the only people who can maintain that authoritative data source are the people that have contributed it in the first place.
Maybe an issue sort of on the other side. Why would I want to share my data in such a way that it's only provided via a proprietary service?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, that's kind of the white elephant in the room. It is
provided via some open APIs, but that isn't the same as it being provided via an open standard.
But that kind of goes back to what I was alluding to earlier, which is what void are these two programs filling? Is not the government doing their job in providing, a U.S.-based map, a worldwide-based map? You know what I mean? I mean, it seems like we've got that data, but these two efforts are very, very popular. There's a lot of interest. All I have to say is that then there's something very wrong at the federal level if it's easier to contribute to a proprietary source than it is to the federal agencies that are to use this data would benefit by the data contributed by the local and state sources.
At least one federal agency was quite active in the conversation in that first session that I went to at the user conference. And I believe it was the Bureau of Land Management, but I honestly can't remember. So, yes, the federal agencies themselves may be far more interested in participating in this effort than in other efforts like the National Map, like Geospatial One Stop.
But what's the end game? You know, where do all of this mapping efforts end up? It just seems like there's a lot of effort here. So who's the beneficiary down the road? What I seem to see is that OSM is great for crisis mapping. We seem to stand up these efforts when you have the Haitian earthquake, when you have floods in Pakistan. You know, I don't know what the end result is for the ESRI Community Maps program. It's still a little bit too young.
Well, I think that the real trick here is going to be making these services available, and again, people are going to vote with their feet. If OSM provides what they need, that's the way they're going to go. If ESRI provides what they need, that's the way they're going to go. And right now, use of these is free. I presume it's going to stay free under whatever restrictions there may be about free usage. But we'll just have to see. That's all the time we have. Before we go, our sponsor, ESRI, would like you to know that you are invited to attend ESRI's free seminar, Increase Productivity with ArcGIS 10. At this full-day seminar, you will learn how the ArcGIS system helps you make better decisions and discover how ArcGIS 10 improves the efficiency of your daily work. For dates, locations, and to register, visit www.esri.com/10seminar. That's 10 seminar.
And from the Directions Media side, we'd love to see you September 22nd in Washington, D.C. at our Location Intelligence Conference. You can register online at the conference website. That's www.locationintelligence.net. And we will be talking about some of these community mapping efforts, and in particular, that which went on for the Deepwater Horizon oil spill at our Rocket City Geospatial Conference, November 16th and 17th. More information about that event can be found at www.rocketcitygeospatial.com.
If you'd like to comment on today's podcast, you can email us at editors@directionsmag.com, or you can leave a comment at Directions Magazine or All Points Blog. Thanks for joining us, and be sure to tell a friend.